So you've got a prefix to a word. You got a suffix to a word. The word itself is called the stem, S-T-E-M. The prefix is prefix. The suffix is under fix or understand, stand under. The prefix pre-stand. The word fix goes back to stand. And so the stem goes back to a tree trunk, right? Let me put this on pause and pull up the word fix in etymology. So the word fix goes back to set or pierce. Goes back to pierce. To stand upright, to pierce, to set in place, right? So when Jesus went to the cross, he was pierced on a pole, on a cross, on the wood. And I said this: the word stem goes back to a tree trunk. Prefix is pre-pierced. Suffix is under stand, under the piercing. So every word that has a prefix and a suffix points back to the cross. Before the cross is the prefix. The stem of the word, the middle part, points to the cross. ST, snake on the cross. EM, I guess you could say electromagnetic. So anyway, the EM could probably be folded, unfolded in many different ways, but I'm not even going to talk about that. But you see the ST, EM, E is spirit, M is water. And the suffix. So the prefix points to the cross. The suffix points to the fact that you can't rise up except for being under or following after what Jesus did. Take up your cross. And so if you look at a lot of the suffixes, ing means ng, which is N7, in Golgotha, in the cross. Eat. I'm just thinking, trying to think of some suffixes as I'm just talking here. A-T-E is eat, eat of my blood, drink of my flesh. I-N-G, I just said that one. E-D is the spiritual door, the Holy Spirit. Let's see. Let me put it on pause while I'm trying to think of another suffix. The letter E-R goes back to heirs, joint heirs. E is spirit, R is royalty. H-E-I-R sounds like a starter, recorder, suffer. The E-R goes back to joint heirs. So on the left-hand side of a word, it's before you enter into the cross. On the right-hand side, what happens after you enter through the cross? You rise up. A lot of times you'll see the letter E on the right-hand side because E is spirit. You rise up. Jesus came down, split space-time, came down into this befallen time. The word time means befallen, but fallen time system. He went through the cross, went to the cross, death, burial, resurrection. So you follow the same pattern. And everything in this reality follows the same pattern. Death, cross, resurrection. Down, through the cross, up. Down, cross, up. And so all your movies, all your music, all your words, all your phonics, all your sine waves, all your math, all your science, all your physics, everything, your sleep patterns, the night and day, whether it's 3D, whether it's 5D, whether it's 2D, whether it's the way you speak, the way you think, the way you act, it all follows that pattern. And if you think about the Word, Jesus is the Word, and so words themselves point to deep spiritual truths. If you look at a, go to the eye doctor, and you look at the letters on the wall, the letter E's at the top. The standard format for eye, checking your eyes, they put this thing on the wall, and can you read this, read this, read this, letter E's at the top. E represents spirit. That's why it's a suffix. Now, you might have the word like elevator, where the E's in the front, but that's telling you that the elevator goes up. Elephant's tall. Ether is up. Ethereal, that's beyond, above. The word beyond means above. So the letter E before a word is telling you that it's up. Something that's moving up or tall or high. Extreme. Exfoliate is moving out or up. And so the letter E behind a word, A-T-E, eight, points to what happens when you receive the Spirit of Truth. You become extraterrestrial because you're no longer just earth creature, but you're from above. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. And so if somebody's interested, I mean, if people are interested, I could do this all day long. I've spent 10 years of my life every day, and I'm talking about every day, decoding the languages and the symbols and the shapes and everything. And so if somebody's interested, I could do this continually, but most people get upset because you can see deeper than them. They get jealous and get mad and say, that's impossible, you're crazy, you've lost your mind. But I can show you example after example after example after example that the letters, the words, the phonics, the symbols, the shapes, the colors, everything you do, your body language, the way your hands are set up, your eyes, the shape of your eyes, your face, your arms, your legs, your body points back to a language. That's why there's such a thing as sign language. Everything is a language, everything is a word, and everything points back to what happened at the cross. So every word that you speak and every syllable that you speak and every prefix and suffix and every word points back to what happened at the cross and the character and attribute of what Jesus did and who he is and what's happening and what's going to happen. We know the beginning from the end, the Bible says. And we know the end from the beginning. Because there's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be, and what shall be has been, because it already was at the cross, and that explains deja vu. Because you might say, well, I remember that. Yeah, because it already happened at the cross. It might not have happened to you, but it happened to God and from God and through God. And any thought that you have was already there. And let's say you have a thought right now. Somebody across the other side of the world, let's say you have a thought that you think you never thought. If it's not somebody across the world that had the thought, then it's God himself. And you know, when I was decoding, I thought, nobody else sees this. And then I pulled up a video where this Chinese guy was showing the Chinese language was pointing back to spiritual truths in the Bible. I haven't really found anybody on YouTube or anywhere that really takes it to the nth degree. And to notice the word nth. N is the snake and the fish. Nineveh, the Ninevites worship the fish god. Right? But Jesus was fishing for souls. He went to the cross. So the letter N represents the cross. The snake brought you down, and Jesus fished you up, and he became sin for you, the snake on the cross. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's why when you look at an ambulance, you see the snake on the pole. When you look at a medical symbol, you see the snake on the pole, because it's ST. Jesus went to the cross. So the stem of the word goes back to a trunk, and it goes back to an upright. a pole or a post, and Jesus was pierced. All you had to do is prefix and stem, and it goes back to fix, and it goes back to pierce. The etymology goes back to source. So the prefix, the stem, and the suffix all point to what happened at the cross. That's why I did the video, the devil, D-E, goes down. V represents the cross, the cutting, what happened, the piercing. And on the right-hand side, it should be E-R, I-N-G, or something like that. But the devil's, the word devil is I-L on the right side. And that means ill. It even sounds like it, ill. Devil. He's ill. Evil. Eve dropped us down into sin. Now the born again Eve, she's not evil. But it's not just Eve that's evil, it's mankind. Because Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. And so Adam has a flesh side. He is in his flesh mind, he's evil. It represents the earth plane, the natural plane. So in your natural mind is evil. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It's the types and shadows, the patterns that are revealing the deep truths that God is trying to reveal to the world. And so Adam and Eve are evil in their old flesh mind, in the natural mind. And there's some saved people who still walk around in the natural mind. Carnal mind, that is. You got the carnal, you got the natural, you got the carnal, and you got the spiritual. And so the natural mind is opposed to God. It cannot receive the things of God. So when a man or a woman gets born again, they move from Eve ill. They move from the natural, the fleshly, the earthly, the temporal, to the spiritual. But they have to go through the cross, the post, the pole, the stem, the root of this reality. So even every word that you speak has meaning, has deep spiritual meaning encoded in it. Now it all depends on when you look at a word and you try to decode it, you have to decode one letter at a time first. And then you put two letters together and you can decode the two letters. And then you put it in the context of a word. On the left hand, right hand, it depends on the context. Like when you read a sentence and you try to figure out what the meaning of that word is, it has to do with the context. When you rightly divide the word of truth, the Bible, and you try to read a chapter, you have to look at the context. So when you're decoding language, or you're decoding anything, whether it's a piece of paper or a car or a color, shape, symbol, when you're decoding something, you have to look at the context. So when I see red and green, I know that's Cain versus Abel. But when I see red and blue, I know that's the Turing machine, the face-to-face EA Sports is in the game. When you see red and blue together, it's EA Sports, face-to-face. God is using the mirror image to turn you. When you see red and green together, it's Cain versus Abel. Red is grace. Green is the go green. Red is the go red, which is the heart. And green is the reptilian nature. So the context of a word, the context of the symbols, the syllables, the prefixes, everything has all to do with how you rightly divide the word of truth in context. And so when you're speaking, your mind is holographic. You don't know it until God reveals it to you, but your mind is holographic, language is holographic, reality is holographic. So when you look at something, you're trying to interpret the context of that situation. And the more you developed your mind, which is developing your spirit, because mind is spirit, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So the more you develop your mind, the more you see the context of stuff right in front of you. Body language, people, things, situations. You know, people get mad at me, I'm sure, because I say, if somebody's wearing red shoes, run. Because I know the context of this reality when it comes to red shoes. You're crazy. You're insane. No, you just don't know the context. You only see piecemeal. I see the whole pie. And it didn't happen overnight. It took me 10 years. And I learn every day. I still learn. When people make comments, I learn. Somebody made a comment today about somebody, about a mirror causes people to shut down. And I remember the situation where somebody was acting stupid. I held a mirror up and she went crazy and she broke the mirror. So a mirror forces them to be introspective, and they don't want to be introspective because the mirror is the EA Sports is in the game. So when you're facing off with somebody, you're having a conversation and it's together turn. So the red versus blue is together turning. So when two football teams face off, red or blue, they're being turned. And this is why you don't have to worry about the red and blue politics, because each party turns the other one. And what they're doing now, like if one party attacks another with fake or false lawsuits, then it can be used against them. So everything that one party does illegal against another party gets turned back around against them on the next go round. So they have to be careful in their conversation because it can be used against them. And that's part of the Turing machine. So if anybody can understand what I just said, praise God, hallelujah, God is showing you some deep spiritual truths. How did I see this? Did I see this on my own? No. God showed it to me. And so let's go back to the beginning. Prefix is pierce. Stem is fix. It's pierced. Jesus was pierced on the cross. The suffix is after, which is under fix. So you can only function in this reality and rise up in this reality if you're underneath what Jesus did. In other words, following after, taking up your cross. And so you can only function in the suffix state, which is the rising up state, by taking up your cross. And so whoever, whatever conversation, whether it's a family member, somebody at work, or whatever, you have to take up your cross. Don't fight Jezebel with Jezebel tools. You fight Jezebel. And when I say Jezebel, I'm talking about the natural mind. Don't fight the natural mind or the natural attacks with natural tools. If you fight in natural tools, you will destroy yourself like the devil. You will be D-E and I-L on both sides of the word. But if you fight the natural battles with spiritual tools, then you rise up. Notice the word rise has the letter E at the end. He is risen. Risen to rise. Remember, the letter N is the snake and the fish, because Jesus became the snake to fish you out. He became sin for us. And remember, the snake is the sine wave, which goes back to the devil, the snake, which is just the Draco Ma, the drama. Drama, the draconian drama. He said, she said, touch not, taste not, handle not, comparing yourself with one another. That's the earth plane. To escape the drama, to escape the sine wave, you take up your cross, follow Jesus in sequence, in series, after, and you set your affections above, not below. And you do that in every situation, every conversation, at work, at home, even in yourself. You say, I don't want to clean the toilet, but you take up your cross and you go do it. I don't want to eat right, but you take up your cross and you do it anyway. I don't want to exercise. You take up your cross and you do it. Go to Walmart and get you one of these little, what do they call these things? They're only like $5, I think. The little stretch things, or you can just do stretches with those you need to exercise. You need to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep. You know, the children, I don't want to go to sleep. But the parent says, yeah, you need to go to sleep. And we need to do that to ourselves. That's one of my problems. I stay up too late. But I need to start going to sleep, getting my 7-8 hours every day. Take up your cross in every situation and you rise up. I'm talking to the born again people because the unsaved can't do this. They cannot take up their cross. And this is how you win in this system. No matter what drama is on the news, no matter how they devalue the money or whatever, they destroy themselves, so they have to come up with a way to fix it. Notice I said the word fix. They have to fix it. They have to nail it to the cross. All their insanity will be nailed to the cross. They are their own worst nightmare. They are their own worst enemy. And if you start doing some fasting and you cut back, you get rid of sugar and snacks and sodas, you're going to save a lot of money. But the unsaved, they can't. They cannot. The only way they rise up is tie into the hive, but the hive will eventually destroy itself. So you don't have to fear, you don't have to worry, because God has set a system that's a feedback loop that the wicked destroy themselves. The nations hold nations in check, people hold people in check, corporations hold corporations in check, and so this whole system has a checks and balance system. So there's no reason to worry about what all the drama news is saying. God controls. Worst case scenario, you can barter with your neighbor or you can go out inside and eat some grass and some tree bark. But it won't get to that point. And this thing about water, you can get a dehumidifier and make your own water. You can go dig a hole in the backyard and the dew in the morning will create water. You're breathing water. The scarcity lie is a lie. And you need to transform your mind to realize that the devil system only can use fear tactics, even though it's not even real. It's not real. And so, walking by faith, taking up your cross, living on the right-hand side of the words, not on the left-hand side. The left-hand side represents the natural. The right-hand side represents the spiritual. The middle part of a word represents the cross. Now, there are some words, depending on the context, that don't have that setup, but most words do. Like I said, the word elephant, it has the E, and the E-L is God. P-H, we go back to phonics. And ant is, that's a whole nother video. But anyway, for the most part, the prefix, the stem, and the suffix point to Jesus, came down, went to the cross, rose up. And that's how everything works in your life. If you really want to have a smooth life, in your inner, it doesn't matter really what's going on the outside, but if you apply this principle on the inside, even your own thoughts, if you have a bad thought, crucify, claim the blood, renew your mind, think a new thought. Your words, same with your words, crucify it. Come up with a new word. If you're cursing all the time, you're actually cursing yourself. I hate to say it. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's why it's called a curse word. I mean, you know, you can try to curse somebody with your words, but every time you say a curse word, you're cursing yourself. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Whether you like it or not, it is the truth. So, I just wanted to throw that out there for my audio database.